Blog Talk Radio. bless you. God bless you. And good afternoon to all of our listeners. We praise God for this another day, another opportunity to share with you. I'm your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend, and you are listening to Global Gospel. We are here every Saturday from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We want you to know that we don't own the rights to any of the music that you hear today, but we pray that it's a blessing to you, and to you. Time is filled with swift transition. Naught of earth or move can stand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Hold to God's unchanging hand. We encourage you today that no matter what you're going through, no matter what you've been through on this week, to keep your hand in God's hand and continue to hold to his hand no matter what's going on, no matter who tries to pull you that way and what tries to pull you this way. Be steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know, your labor is not in vain. We praise God that we're able to share with you and to encourage you and to uplift you and to inspire you by the words of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Certainly, we want to shout out all of our listeners today, those that are in the north, the south, the east, the west, wherever you may be listening from on today. We want you to know that you can tell your family, tell your friends, your neighbors to log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel. Our number in studio, if you decide to call in a little later, is 619-924-0800, 619-924-0800. We want you to know that we're also syndicated on Apple, iTunes, Spotify, and Google Play. Certainly, you can reach out to us on all of those social media, those platforms for radio and podcasts. If you'd like to reach out to us, you can reach us at P.O. Box 5331. That is in Hempstead, New York, where the zip code is 11550. If you would like to email us, you can email us at globalgospel17@gmail.com. We want you to visit our Facebook page, our Instagram page, our Twitter page, and our Tumblr page. All you have to do is look for Global Gospel. Like our page and send us a friend request. If you go to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, or our Tumblr page, there is a direct link to Global Gospel, and certainly you can access us any time of day or night. It is there for your listening. Well, we are in the month of October. Certainly this is the second day of October, and certainly God has been good to us. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. This is the 10th month, and certainly we are fastly approaching the end of the year, and certainly the weather is changing. The fall season is here, and so many things about the world around us is changing. But remember that God is still on the throne. Certainly God's got it all in control, and certainly there's nothing people can do a lot of things, but whatever people do, it does not happen without God's permission or his protection. So we certainly acknowledge God in all our ways and lean not unto our own understanding. Certainly for those that have joined us for the first time, we pray that something is said to encourage you and inspire you to come back and listen again. Certainly, we do want to shout out a few of our sponsors on today. We want to shout out Melanie's Factory, Melanated Beers, MPT Enterprise, Nevaeh's Cup Creations. We want to shout out the Nationwide Black Family Mediation Services, Lois Glenn Carter. We want to shout out Brother Ryan Wilson, Third Lounge, Brother Marlon Townsend. Certainly all of you that make this possible, Abyssinia, we thank God for you, for the Townsend family, the Hernandez family, the Norman family, the Ballas family, the Watson family, certainly to the Furman family. Thank God for you, the Scott family, the Allen family, the Talley family. All of you, one by one, name by name, the Stevenson family, the Locke family, we thank God for all of you that continue to listen in, and certainly want you to leave a comment on our page, and certainly we will be happy and delighted to share with you and give you a shout out as well, because I know that you're out there listening. Sometimes people are shy, they're bashful, they don't want to say anything, but certainly we encourage you to speak up and certainly to speak out and to let us know that you are listening. For those of you that have joined us for the first time, our theme scripture comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3. It simply says, "But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them." And certainly we want you to know that, yes, the gospel is hid to some people, but it is hid to those that are lost. And certainly it is our prayer today that you, if you're lost, that you be found. It's our prayer today that if you're in the light, continue to walk in the light. The gospel is here today to heal you, to deliver you, to save you, to set you free. Because of the gospel of Jesus Christ, you don't have to die, but you can have everlasting life because of the gospel of Jesus Christ, because of the good news. Certainly, you don't have to be suicidal. You don't have to kill yourself. But Christ came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. And we praise God for abundant life on today. Certainly, the healer is here today. And certainly, he's came to speak to you, and to you. He knows you one by one and name by name. And today, we're not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for the power of God unto salvation, unto the Jew and also to the Greek. The gospel is here today for the rich, for the poor, for the black, for the white, for those that are down and out, those that are depressed, those that are without finances, if you're homeless, whatever your situation, God is there for you. Certainly the gospel is comprehensive. It meets every need in every area of your life. And somebody said, if you tried everything and everything failed, try Jesus. And so we encourage you on today to give God a try. And we thank God. Certainly we're going to be talking more from the Word of God in a few minutes. But this SIP song simply says, as I said, we are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it's the power of God to salvation. We'll be right back after this break. name of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Certainly, if you just joined us, I'm Reverend Lamar Townsend, and you're listening to Global Gospel. I invite you today to share with us for a few minutes, and certainly we're going to do something that is probably a little different on this week, but I want you to study with me on today. I invite you to study, and it's always good to have study time, and certainly whenever you're going to have a test in school, usually test day was Friday, and certainly that was the day that you had to remember and collect all the information what you have previously learned to pass the test. And certainly I believe that we are in a season where God is testing us. And so that behooves us to study, study to show yourself approved, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And certainly when you study, certainly you know that sometimes you have to put in some extra hours. Sometimes you have to burn the midnight oil. Sometimes you have to deprive yourself of hanging out or certainly hanging with your friends or family because it's study time and you want to pass the test. And certainly we know our lives are full of tests. And so our topic today, what about the lepers? What about the lepers? And certainly we're going to read a few passages of scripture, and the first passage of scripture will come from Leviticus chapter 13, and this is just going to give us a little background as you study with me, and certainly I'm going to read verses 1 through 8, Leviticus 13. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron, saying, when a man shall have in the skin of his flesh arising a scab or bright spot, and it be in the skin of his flesh like the plague of leprosy, then he shall be brought unto Aaron the priest, or unto one of his sons the priest. And the priest shall look on the plague in the skin of the flesh, and when the hair in the plague is turned white, and the plague in sight be deeper than the skin of the flesh, it is a plague of leprosy, and the priest shall look on him and pronounce him unclean. If the bright spot be white in the skin of the flesh, and in the sight be not deeper than the skin, and the hair thereof be not turned white, then the priest shall shut up him that hath the plague 7 days. And the priest shall look on him the seventh day, and behold, if the plague is in his sight, be it stay, and the plague spread not in the skin, then the priest shall shut him up 7 more days. And certainly I'm going to commence reading there, and then I am going to move to 2 Kings chapter 5 verse 1. I will begin at, and I'll skip around, 2 Kings chapter 5. I'm going to start at verse 8. And it was so when Elisha the man of God had heard that the king of Israel had rent his clothes, and he sent to the king, saying, therefore hast thou rent thy clothes? Let him come now to me, and he shall know that there is a prophet in Israel. So Naaman came with his horses and with his chariot and stood at the door of the house of Elisha. And Elisha sent a messenger unto him, saying, go and wash in Jordan 7 times, and thy flesh shall come again to thee, and thou shalt be clean. But Naaman was wroth and went away and said, behold, I thought he will surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God and strike his hand over the place and recover the leper. Are not Abana and Pharpar, rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? May I not wash in them and be clean? So he turned and went away in a rage. And his servants came near and spake unto him and said, my father, if the prophet had bid thee do some great thing, wouldest thou not have done it? How much rather than when he saith to thee, wash and be clean. Then went he down and dipped himself 7 times in Jordan, and according to the saying of the man of God, and his flesh came again like unto the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. 2 Kings chapter 7, verse 3. And there were 4 leprous men at the entering in of the gate, and they said one to another, why sit we here until we die? If we say we will enter into the city, then the famine is in the city, and we shall die there. And if we sit still here, we die also. Now therefore come and let us fall into the host of the Syrians. If they save us alive, we shall live. And if they kill us, we shall but die. And they rose up in the twilight to go into the camp of the Syrians. And when they were come to the uttermost part of the camp of Syria, behold, there was no man there. For the Lord had made the host of the Syrians to hear a noise of chariots and a noise of horses, even the noise of a great host. And they said one to another, lo, the king of Israel have hired against us the kings of the Hittites and the kings of the Egyptians to come upon us. Therefore they arose and fled in the twilight and left their tents and horses and their asses, even the camp as it was, and fled for their life. And when these lepers came to the uttermost part of the camp, they went into one tent, and they did eat and drink, and carried thence silver and gold and raiment, and went and hid it, and came again, and entered into another tent, and carried thence also, and went and hid it. And then I'm going to skip over to Luke chapter 5, verse 12. And it came to pass, when he was in a certain city, behold, a man full of leprosy, who seeing Jesus fell on his face and besought him, saying, Lord, if thou will, thou canst make me clean. And he put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately the leprosy departed him. And he charged him to tell no man, but go and show thyself to the priest and offer for the cleansing according as Moses commanded, for a testimony unto them. Father, we thank you for this opportunity to read your word, to study your word, to share your word. We thank you, God, that your words are spirit and life. We pray that today someone is healed, touched, delivered, saved, and set free by your power divine. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable unto you. This is our prayer in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. The question on this afternoon, what about the lepers? It is a valid question considering I have shared several passages of scripture with you on this afternoon. We have a funny way of forgetting about people. We forget about those that do not have the same socioeconomic status as us, those that that do not look like we do. We forget about people that don't look like us, the people that don't live where we live, the people with different occupations. We forget about the motherless, the fatherless, the widows, and the orphans, the old aged. We forget about people that started out life with a handicap, people from the other side of the tracks, people on the other side of town, those that are in the hospitals, those that are in the nursing homes, those that are behind bars, those that just can't cope with the day-to-day pressures and vicissitudes of life, those ones that cannot seem to make ends meet. We are disillusioned. We are out of touch. We are out of reach. And many of us have totally altogether checked out. We're like a deer in headlights. We go along to get along. Stand up. We don't stand out. We don't fight. I can remember the song that they taught to us as a child. Dare to be a Daniel. Dare to stand alone. Dare to have a purpose. Dare to make it known. Does anybody have any fight left in them to just dare? Just to step out, and certainly in my time, we had a game show called Double Dare. And certainly, I dare you to do this. I dare you to do that. And certainly, then there's another game that probably no one wants to admit to out there listening, but somebody knows what I'm talking about. It is the game of truth or dare. And certainly, no one probably wants to talk about it because truth or dare can get out of hand. It can go into a whole nother direction, and certainly it can lead you down a different path that you intended. But it is truth or dare. And so the thing is, I dare you to be what God would have you to be. I dare you to stand up and be the righteousness of God. I dare you to stand up and be the person that God is calling for, the believer that God is calling for you, the light that shines in the midst of darkness. But where I want to be on this Saturday afternoon for just a few minutes is to let us park at a very sensitive subject, a very sensitive topic, and that would be of COVID-19, coronavirus, the sickness. Many have called it a plague. Many have called it pestilence in the land. Many have called it a punishment for sin. It has been called God's judgment. It has been labeled as the first pandemic since 1918 or since the Spanish flu. It has been labeled a lot of things. It has been said that someone ate a bat and it started this. It has been said that it came from a laboratory. And people have a way of labeling things that do not directly affect them. We have a way of labeling things according to a geographic region. For example, swine flu, Hong Kong flu, Spanish flu. And we label it many times according to a certain population. But the other day, I was listening to Pastor Kevin Wallace of the Redemption to the Nations Church, and he said that we are dealing with a spirit. There is a spirit in the land, and certainly nothing could have been more true and head on, in my opinion. You see, spirits don't want to be identified because spirits take host in people. Spirits are in your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, your son, your daughter, your husband, your wife, your neighbor, your significant other. They are in your employer. They are in the employee. They are in the teacher, they're in the student, they're in the pastor, they're in the parishioner. My brothers and sisters, spirits are real and they are everywhere. And the best thing for you to do is not to play with a spirit. For the Bible declares that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities and rulers of the darkness and spiritual wickedness in high places. Certainly this is spiritual warfare that we're in. And people would rather pass what we deal with off as anything other than a spirit, because they don't want to deal with a spirit, because they can't understand a spirit. They don't have, can't identify with the spirit. Many times they have no power over the spirit, or they can't deal with their own spirits themselves. But spirits also, if you find out and study, will find that spirits also wrap themselves up in infirmities. For example, hypochondriacs or people that there's something always wrong with them, or people that have a mental illness. It's a spirit of infirmity. Nothing may not seriously be wrong with you, but you've taken on those attributes. You become psychosomatic. And spirits, they don't want you to address them. And somebody said that we're not going to talk about the devil because we don't want to give the devil any credit, or we don't want to give the devil any power, but certainly identify him so that you can say, "Get thee behind me, Satan, the Lord rebuke you." And this that is moving through the land is a spirit. It has divided the vaccinated and the unvaccinated. And I don't care. You're not popular if you speak on these things, but it doesn't really matter to me. Those that are positive and those that are negative, and you see people that think that vaccination will keep you from sickness and from death, but the Bible says that man born of a woman has a few days and they are full of trouble. The Bible says that we were born in sin and shaped in iniquity. The Bible says that it is appointed to man once to die, so this the judgment. My fifth grade teacher told us that there's only two things certain in life, and I don't know if it's true or not, but she said death and taxes. And so here we are today facing a virus and a vaccine. It should be my body, my choice, as is the case in abortion, but that's not so concerning my health. And certainly we've forgotten in this year about cancer. We've forgotten about heart disease, about leukemia, about diabetes, about lupus, about Legionnaires, about influenza, about Ebola. We've forgotten about the tuberculosis sanitariums over the past. And certainly over the past 40 years or so, we were introduced to HIV and AIDS, and it was all of the big scare. And many people lived through that. And people lived through the infection, and they were infected by it or affected by it. And you see, HIV and AIDS started off, people were disillusioned about it because it started out as a gay white man's disease. Check your history. And it only seemed to infect a certain community. So certain people weren't concerned. But those people were ostracized, they were criticized, they were condemned. And however, the signs and symptoms and infection and affection would soon hit the entire world. Babies born, children with HIV infection. And so happened in the early days. And people thought, it's not me, so I'm okay, I'm a zip. But trouble can and will come to your house. But here we are in the scriptures. In Leviticus, we are given the law. We are given ways to identify the lepers. We are told how to identify the lepers, how the priest, the head, should deal with, the spiritual leader should deal with this particular disease. And I wonder today, are there any spiritual leaders that are looking to God for direction of how to deal with the sickness in the land? And we know that in biblical times, this disease was considered highly contagious. We know that it could disfigure the body. Leprosy could cause internal problems and external problems, and it could get into your eye and your skin and disform your limbs and affect your breathing. And certainly you were not even allowed to wear clothes like other people, but you had to be wear raggedy clothes, and you couldn't cut your hair, and certainly you couldn't live with the general population. You were outside of the camp, and you had to cry out unclean, unclean. And there was a stigma attached to your life, and people didn't let you forget. They couldn't let you forget. You couldn't let yourself forget. And it seemed as that you were being punished by God. And today the disease still exists and is known as Hansen's disease, a bacterial present in the body, and is not as prevalent as it was in other times, but it's still around. And so then as we move through the scriptures, we move to 2 Kings chapter 5, and we find Naaman. And Naaman hears about a prophet, and the prophet tells him to go dip 7 times in the Jordan River, which was nasty and unclean and dirty. And because the maiden had told him about the prophet, he figured that, you know, it was just going to be like abracadabra. It was going to be gone. And you know how people go from here to there to hear the prophet and see the prophet because they want their situation to disappear right away. But God had designed a process for Naaman, not only for his healing, but for his humbling, and certainly also that he would change his ways, and certainly that he would turn to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And I ask you a question today as we talk about, what about the lepers? What about the prophet? Has anybody heard from the prophet? Has anybody listened to the prophet? And has anybody obeyed the came in a way that he did not expect? Naaman almost missed his blessing, and he almost missed ultimately his healing. But as a result of his obedience, and that's a long story short, Naaman was healed, and certainly he was able to change his religious and his faith status. And then we look over to 2 Kings, the chapter 7, and it's one of my favorite passages of scripture. For the prophet declares that tomorrow about this time. And certainly as we look at the scripture, I don't want to focus on the tomorrow about this time, but God allowed the lepers. I'm asking the question, what about the lepers? God allowed the lepers to go into the enemy camp. And certainly those lepers went in there and they were able to eat and drink and certainly to take the riches of the enemy because God had caused a noise to cause the enemy to flee. And certainly the Bible tells you that your enemy will flee 7 different ways. And so today somebody may be concerned about your enemy, what the enemy said, what the enemy did, what he tried to do, how he tried to block your blessing, how he tried to do this and how he tried to do that and stop your progress. But don't worry about the enemy because God will cause the enemy to flee. And certainly it was the lepers that brought the Elisha prophesied that there would be plenty tomorrow about this time. But who did God use to bring that prophecy to pass? He used the lepers, the ones that were outside of the camp, the ones that were unclean, the ones that were dirty, who had ripped, torn clothes, the ones whose hair was unkept and unclean. God used the lepers to save the city. And so as I asked them, just remember that those that have been ostracized and criticized, those that are standing on the street corner, those that are working the street and walking the street, those that are behind prison walls, those that are in jail, those that are considered nobody, those that are on Skid Row, those that are on the Bowery, those are the people that God is going to allow to come to the forefront. So don't look down on anybody because you don't know how or when or where your blessing is coming from. And then finally in Luke chapter 5, we find that ultimately Jesus heals the leprosy. And certainly there is none like Jesus. Jesus is the healer. And he's the only one that can clean us up and make us whole. And I'm glad today that no matter what people say and no matter what the world says and what the political system says, because certainly there's the sickness out there that's real, but certainly there's a political agenda out there because this virus, as you want to call it, or this situation, it did something on last year. It shut churches down. It shut schools down. It shut homes down. It shut families down. It put people out of work. And certainly it's still putting people out of work because people have a choice to take the vaccine or not. And certainly many of them have chosen on their own free will not to take it. And now that puts them at risk. It puts them outside of the camp. But I just came to encourage somebody today that is outside of the camp, somebody that's not going with the mainstream, that God still blesses, that God still hears your prayer. He still hears your cry. He still hears your call. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the good and the evil. God sits high and he looks low, and he knows the injustice that humanity inflicts on humanity. And I leave you with this, Romans chapter 8, verse 3. For what the law could not do, and that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. I told you this is spiritual warfare. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the spirit, the things of the spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit, if so be that the spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he is none of his. So as we ask the question today, what about the lepers? What about the lepers, the down and out, those that are criticized, those that are forgotten by society, those that are victims of the evils of society? What about them? But I came to tell you that no matter what happens, you will win. God bless you.
The enemy came up against your heart. The enemy came up against your children. The enemy came up against your name. The enemy came up against your character. You will win, win. You will win, win. The enemy came up against your health. The enemy came up against your finance.
We live in troubled times.
God is on our side. And certainly, we thank God for that selection. We thank God for the word of God. I think I had a little bit of a technical problem, but I'm going back to my original statement. You will win. Stay tuned and be blessed as we come to the conclusion of our hour today. What about the lepers? We'll be back after this selection. Know that we will win. The lepers will win, the down and out, the ostracized, the criticized, the sick and afflicted. Certainly you are on God's winning side. Stay tuned.
The enemy came up against your character. You will win, win. You will win, win. The enemy came up against your health. The enemy came up against your finance. The enemy came up against your vision. The enemy came up against your business. You will win. Oh, you will win. Yes, you will. Oh, you will win. I wanna let you know today that you will win. Hey, yeah. I know you're hurt. I know you're torn, I know you're broken, but
somebody up in here tonight that there is something on the inside of you that's going to help you win in this season. And it's called a champion. You ought to open up your mouth and shout, I am a champion. Everything attached to you wins. I said everything attached to you wins. Can you point to your neighbor and tell them, everything attached to you wins. Come on, let's just tell them, everything attached to you wins.
Everything attached to you wins. Thank you. You heard that with Jacqueline Carr. And certainly we heard for so many today. We started out with Chicago Mass Choir, Hold to God's Unchanging Hand. And certainly We Are Not Ashamed, Clark Sisters, and God Is On Our Side, Andre Crouch. And so we thank God for all the artists, past, present, that have blessed the industry, the world at large, with their gift. And certainly God gives us all a gift, and certainly we are impactful in many different ways in many different areas. Shout out Sister Lois Glenn Carter. You will win. That is for you on today. Once again, ladies and gentlemen that have been listening to us around the world, we have come to the conclusion of the hour, and certainly it seems that some hours go by quicker than others, but certainly it's been a delight sharing with you on this Saturday afternoon from Leviticus, from 2 Kings, Leviticus chapter 13, 2 Kings chapter 5, 2 Kings chapter 7, Luke chapter 5. I certainly encourage you to read all those passages of scripture in your study time as you think and meditate on the subject. What about the lepers? What about the lepers? That should change your perspective on this week, how we look at people and look at situations, and how we value situations, and how we need to go beyond the surface, because certainly there is a way which seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof is death. And certainly if you don't stand up for something, you'll fall for anything. And as the devil didn't want me to say the other week, Dr. King said the three dimensions of a complete life. And certainly that means we have to take an inner look, an outer look, and an upper look. And so we are continuing as we go through the week, and as we go through our day-to-day activities, we want to continue to hold to God's unchanging hand. Certainly, God will never leave us or forsake us. And certainly, he'll be with us always, even unto the end. And certainly, God is immutable. And certainly he cannot and will not change. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. With that being said, join us every Saturday from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. Eastern Time at www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel. We're on Apple, iTunes, Spotify, and Google Play. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you today for your loving kindness, for your tender mercy. Oh, God, we thank you for another day we've never seen before, God. We ask that you continue to move by your spirit in the lives of your people, God. Bless in the city, bless in the field, bless coming in and going out. Make us a blessing, God. Cover us with your blood. Stay the hand of the enemy. Satan, the Lord rebuke you in the name of Jesus, God. We believe that we can have what we ask, because you said there'd be no good thing that you would we walk upright. And God, we believe you today that by the power of the Holy Ghost, we are able to continue to walk upright, because you dwell with us, you walk with us, you're beside us, God. There is one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God in us all, above us all, and through us all. And we give you a great God, we give you great praise on today We bless your name, for you're the King of Kings and you're the Lord of Lords, and you're our soon coming King. You're wonderful. You're a Counselor. You're a Mighty God. You're the Prince of Peace, and you're the Everlasting Father. God, continue to touch our bodies. Continue to heal us. Continue to save us and set us free. Until we meet again, this is our prayer. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name we pray. Hold to God's unchanging hand. James Hall, worship and praise.
It is stationary in its garment. He is the unmoved mover. So when your world has turned upside down, hold to God.